Chachamim disagree that Tchilas HaMincha is until the night, and the Zman HaMar begins at night. So Hashem Delehit Mehilchas Zalo Kemar V'loi Kemar, so we treat it like a Sveika Derabban L'Kula, because you're talking about davening. The first Tosis and the Masechta assumed David Kemar Rabbah, David Kemar Rabbah, even applies to Kriyashma. So that's why Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnah is quoted from the Pri Chodesh, that you see that the Tosfos, the first Tosfos is Lishitosam and other places, that Tosfos assumes Allah that Kriyashma is Lav Deraisin. Kriyashma would be Deraisin. How can you say David Kemar Rabbah, David Kemar Rabbah? David Kemar Rabbah is because Sveika Derabban L'Kula. On this topic, Sveika Derabbanan L'Kula, so the Rabbein Tam in the first Tosfos and the Masechta is not even bothered with Atarta Desasri. The Davening Mincha after the Plaga Mincha and the Davening Ma'ariv before the same Kriya Shema before Tzeisat Kachom, so every day it's Atarta Desasri. So he seems to hold that Sveika Derabbanan L'Kula is even acceptable by Atarta Desasri. That's what the other Rishonim, the Baalei HaTosfos, disagree with the Rabbein Tam. Sveika Derabbanan L'Kula can't apply to Mokum Tarte Disasri. How can that be? So what does Rabbein Tam think? So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam gives you the 14 guiding principles that determine which mitzvahs belong in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which not. So he says you only include mitzvahs deraisa, because the Loshon HaGemara, the end of Makkos, is that Taryag mitzvahs, Namalola Moshe Misina, Moshe Abeinu and Harsina, wasn't told the Dinim Derabbanan, was only told the Dinim Deraisa. And then the Rambam says all the Dinim Derabbanan are binding because of Loisosor, and he quotes the Gemara in Bavme Madlikin, where the Gemara says, when you let Neres Chanukah, you recite the Birchas HaMitzvah, Shek Lishonah, B'mitzvah Yisov, Tzibanu. The Gemara says, V'hechon Tzibanu. So the Gemara's first answer is Loisosor, and the Rambam assumes we pasken like that. So the Rambam says that all of the mitzvahs derabbanan are included. You don't have to count each mitzvah derabbanan in the listing of 613, since the Torah says loisosur, so that includes all the mitzvahs derabbanan. So the Ramban has a whole attack against the Rambam. How can it be? What do you mean? The obligation to observe all the mitzvahs derabbanan is min haTorah because of loisosur? It doesn't make sense. The Gemara says that sofik deraisa luchumer sofik derabbanan lekula. If it were really true that the Torah tells us, the Torah requires of us to follow all the takanas derabbanan, so every din derabbanan is a din deraisa, so you ought to say sveika deraisa l'chumra. Unless you'll say the Ramban suggests to defend the Rambam, unless you say that kach tikno chachom melechatchila, when they instituted the din of derabbanan, they put in a clause that it's only b'makom v'adai. Whenever there's a suffix, so they're not requiring of us to do anything. So to say like that kach tikno chacham, that's how he wants to defend the Rambam. If all din of the Rabbanon are really binding men haTorah, whatever that means, so how can you say sveika the Rabbanon l'kula? So he says, unless you say the kach tikno chacham. So if you say kach tikno chacham, then it can even apply by a tarte disasri. If there's any suffix, if there's a suffix, 50-50 suffix, 50-50 suffix, so the Chachamim never instituted. Not that you have a right to be machriya lo hakel. Me'olam lo tiknu, b'makam suffix, me'olam lo tiknu chacham. So the Ramban there sounds like he goes for that answer. He quotes the Mishnah in Bamei Madlikin, that you may make a ruvei Chatzer is during Bein Hashmoshes. Zavach Hashem, Zavach Kena Hashem. Amiyas on the pen. Amiyas on this had the mind. We are from Tom Nenas Alcham. So Gemara says it goes on Erev Chatzeres. I think it goes on Erev Chatzeres. So the Ramban quotes the Gemara there that the same person was. I was asked to make an Erev Chatzeres for you and for the other person. So I made an Erev Chatzeres at 2 in the afternoon for you, and it was Nechol Bein HaShmoshes, and for the other person, I made the Erev HaChatzeres Bein HaShmoshes. And I come and I ask the Rabbanim, so the Gemara says, you go to Hakel on both. The one that was made 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it was Nechol Bein HaShmoshes, you go to Hakel, and you say Bein HaShmoshes is Lailo. So the Erev HaChatzeres was there, B'Tchilos HaYoyim Av Shabbos. And as far as the other person is concerned, I made the Erev Chatzer in Bein Hashmashos, the same moment. So I say that Bein Hashmashos is Yom. So the Rabban presents it as if you say Safik the Rabban Lekul even Makom Tarte Desasri. Is that really necessarily correct? Who says that's a Tarte Desasri? I made an Erev Chatzer for two different people. He'll ask a Shaila. They'll go to Hawk and let's say Dina Kalaila. He'll ask a Shaila. Let's say Dina Kiyom. For you, the Erev Chatzeres is good. I put it Bein Hashmashos because Bein Hashmashos is Kiyom. For the other one, I put the Erev Chatzeres 2 in the afternoon. It was Nechal Bein Hashmashos. So they're really two different people. The Ramban presents it. You see from that Gemara that you say, Sveika the Rabban Lekulivim and Malkum Tarte the Sasri. I don't know. It's not so compelling. But that's what the Ramban assumes. That's what it sounds like he assumes. That you say there's a machlekes in the first parakim sochim. There's a din of sofik tuma b'shus harabim sveika tahar. But if it's a bali shol olo bal chaver, it's shnei shvilin. There's the Harlem River Drive and the Henry Hudson Parkway. And we know that 100 years ago they buried a person against the whole width of one of the two highways. We don't know which. It's 100 years ago, so we forgot which one. Well, whoever goes on one of the two highways is vada going to become tummy. So one person went on one highway and one person went on the other highway. And boy, Lishol Olavi Al Chavera. One of the two comes to ask for Shaila on himself and for his friend. So the Gemara says that since it's a Tarte Desasri, so it's Mechsi, Tosis interprets, Mechsi Kechuch Vitlula, so you can't paskan Lahokal on both of them. So that's you're talking about a Tarte Desasri by a Sofik Tuma Bishus Arabim. Sveika Tohar, that's a Sufik deraisa that you go to Kula. What if you would have a Bardushal Alovi Al Chavero, a Shnei Shvilin case by Bidikas Chomets, Bidikas Chomets only with the Rabbanon? He would also say that you have to go to Chumr. So that's a Machlok Sevashanim. How to read the Gemara in the first parak in Psochim. The Gemara says, an Achbar ran with a. Did bidikas chametz on both homes, and then a mouse runs with a loaf of bread into one of two homes, and they were both bedukim. You don't know which of the two homes the mouse ran into, so the Gemara says heinu shnei shvilim. So what's the din heinu shnei shvilim? So some rishonim say that since bo lishol bevasachas, it can't be mekel tarte desasra. And others say no. That here it's more kal, because since it's only a din de rabbanon, it's a sveka de rabbanon lekuli, even memakom tarte desasri. Seems to be a machlekes rishonim. That's the machlekes rabbein etam and the other rishonim in the first tesis. What do you say, sveka de rabbanon lekuli, even memakom tarte desasri? In Avelis, we paskin that you do say, halachik de rab mekal ba'ovel, even, he goes sofik Avelis lekuli, even a tarte desasri. Where do we have it all the time? Let's say Hakoyves Mesa Baregel, someone that people dying every day who never died before. So someone dies on Yontif. So let's say 8 days of Pesach and 9 days of Sukkot. So Hakoyves Mesa Baregel, a funeral took place on Chol HaMoed. So when does one begin counting the Shiva? So Yontif Sheni Shel Golias is the Sveka de Yoyma. So the Ramban explains in the beginning of Ksubis. The Chiddush Ramban and the Ran on the Rif quotes the whole chunk. He quotes this whole paragraph in the Ramban that one on the last day, the 8th day of Pesach, and the 9th day of Sukkot and Simchas Torah. So it's a Sveika de Yoma. So Misofeg, you go to Kula that you don't observe Avelos on the last day of Yanta. Misofeg, you go to Kula that you end the Shiva day earlier. He treated as if the last day of Yontif was Chol. And it is Oila. It says, Mamash Tarte Desasri. You go Lukul in both directions. One does not observe Avelos on the last day, and one counts the last day of Avelos. One counts the last day of Yontif as if it was the first day of Shiva. The Ramban says, that we understand by all the Yontif, every other Yontif Sheni, Shal Golias, we understand because Sofik Avelos Lukul, even though it's a Tarte Desasri. But he says, he raises the issue, what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a Vadai, not B'Torah Sofek. It's Kedusha Achas, but Rashi calls Yom Arichta. So you can't say Sofek. Can't say over there Sofek. And nonetheless, we do the same. The Ramban says, nonetheless, we do the same. We count the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's the first day of Shiva, even though, let's say, a funeral took place on the first day, or on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. First day Rosh Hashanah, day Amimim, second day Rosh Hashanah, day Yisrael. We don't do it as Zman Hazeh, because Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said that the Kula to do Kfuras Ameis on Yom Tov is because the body will decompose, it will be Bizoyin Ameis. The Kula is not because we want to fulfill the mitzvah Kov Digbrenim by Yom Ahu, it's because of the Bizoyin Ameis. So Bizman Hazeh, you have a freezer, so there's no Bizoyin Ameis, so you put the mace in the freezer and there's no heter to do a Kfur. So that's what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said. He says that that din in the Gemara, that din in Shulchan Aruch no longer applies Bizman Hazeh. But in the days of the Gemara, if they buried the person on the first day Rosh Hashanah Ayde Amimim, or on the second day Rosh Hashanah Ayde Yisrael, even Ayde Yisrael, so one would not observe Avelus on the second day Rosh Hashanah, but nonetheless it counts as the first day of Shiva. So what is it? You can't say over there because it's a Sofik Egola Kula Tarta, even though it's a Tarta disaster. It's not the Sofik, it's not a Sveik of Yom, it's Betoras Vadai. So the Ramban says, but it's only a yontif midirabban. So since it's only a yontif, deraisa is a tarta disasri with a day of avelus. How can you label a day as a yom avel if it's labeled as a yom tov? A yom tov and a yom avel is tarta disasri. But if it's only a yontif midirabban, so then it's not a tarta disasri. So even though one doesn't observe anything on the second day Rosh Hashanah, it counts as the first day of Shiva. So that's a different hesber. That's a different hesber. But the first hesber that he gave, that really doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah, only applies to Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, was that that Yantam Sheni Shel Golius is Betorah Sofik, it started off Betorah Sofik, and even now that we have the Luach 1,500 years in advance, we had it 1,500 years ago, the Luach was established by Hillel Hasheni, we still don't observe it more chomer than a Sofik. We treat it still like a Sveik of the Yom. So the Ramban assumes that the Sofik Avelus Lekula is even a Tarta Disaster. But the problem is, but the Ramban sounds like he says, and the Sefer HaMitzvah sounds like he says that by all Sofik the Ramban Lekula, not only by Avelus. By all Sofik Ramban Lekula, we don't hold like that. We don't say Sofik the Ramban Lekula Tarta Disaster, because Rav Rishon rejected the Rabbein Tam in the first Tosfos. So why do we follow that by Avelus? Avelus, any Sufik Oldu, even a Tarta Disasri? That's an issue. That's a good question. Yeah. On Amid Beis, the Gemara gets into the details. Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Gemara gets into the details of Davening Ma'ariv early, after Plag HaMincha. So the Gemara says, the Tziba once mistakenly thought that it was already Tzeis HaKochavim. They thought it was Laila already. So they daven Ma'ariv. And then they realized, then the rain stopped and the sun appeared. So they realized that they made a mistake today. You have a clock, you have a watch. So it's not trying to make such a mistake. But in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have a normal clock. So they thought that they made a mistake. They thought it was already nighttime. Then it turned out that the sun was still shining. So the Gemara says, because the Tzibur davened early, we're mekel. But if it would have been a Yochid, that's the clear mashmos of the Gemara. If it would have been a Yochid who davened, thinking that it was Laila, and it was a mistake, so then we would say, that's how the Gemara says. Well, Shani Tzibur, that's the Gemara, around 20 lines from the top, on Chav Zayin and Beis. Shani Tzibur, but if it's a Yochid, then we would say he has to dab Ma'ariv over again. So very strange Gemara. Why does he have to dab Ma'ariv over again? What did he make a mistake? If he would know that it's after Plag HaMincha, David Kamar Rabbit. If you want to dab in Mincha, if you want to dab Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, you may. Rab Tzoldishol Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. So if you know that it's after Plag HaMincha and you want to dab Ma'ariv, that's okay. But if you thought that it's Laila and you dab Ma'ariv on the mistaken impression, thinking that it's Laila, comes out that it's after Plag HaMincha, then you're not Yeretz B'Dievet. Only if it's a Tzibur. Why not Yeretz B'Dievet? That's what it comes out from the Gemara. Why are you not Yeretz B'Dievet? I don't understand. Sveika de Rabbanu Lekula is only if you know that you're being Mekel. I was just Mekel. I didn't ask any Shal. I just said Mekel. So that's no good. That's not acceptable. I don't understand the Gemara here. Very strange. So what does the Gemara say? The Maisa Shehoya happened on Leil Shabbos, Friday, late afternoon. It started pouring, and the sky was full of clouds, and you couldn't see the sun. So they thought that it was already Tzeisar Kochavim. So they daven Friday night Ma'ariv, thinking that it's Laila. So then the Gemara says that what? That B'dieved, because it's a Tzibur, Lai Matrechin Elohu, B'dieved, the Tzibur daven, so you don't have to be Matrech them. But as far as Malacha is concerned, they were Mekabel Tosef Shabbos by mistake. Since they thought it was Laila, they weren't intending to be. Rashi interprets. When you dab Ma'ariv and you say Ata Kiddashta, that you really make it into Shabbos. When you dab Shabbos Dika Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon, that should be a Kabbalah Shabbos. But the Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos was an error, because they thought it was, they didn't realize that that it's way before the Shkiv. They thought it's after Laila already. So that's why they were allowed to do Malacha. That Rashi sounds like the Gemara in Erevin and the Afmem on the base. The Gemara has a discussion whether on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, whether one says the Bracha Shachyanu, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, there's a Chiyuv Simcha, the Rishonim explains, so therefore you say Shachyanu. When you say Kiddush, you say Shachyanu. The women, a lot of women say Shachyanu when they light the Neris for Yontif. But what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says it's Loigora from Arpi Chodosh. Why shouldn't you say Shachyanu? What did they do last year? But all of a sudden they're asking Hashem, what did they do last year? The Gemara says, no, last year they said Shachyanu. The Gemara says, Shachyanu is a Rishus, we know. Because when you have a Pre-Chodosh, you recite Shachyanu, that's a Rishus. That's not a Chayva. But on Pesach Shavuot, Shachyanu is a Chayva. So the Rishonim had on because there's a Chi of Simcha. The Gemara has a Sophic. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? What's the Shaila? Whether there's a Chi of Simcha or not. That's what we spoke. The Mishnah in Moed Potna has a Machlokes. Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. Cancel Shiva, cancel Shloshim. Whatever one is in the middle of, so they cancel because Yantav has a Chi of Simcha. And Simcha and Avelus is Tartar Isasri. So what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Did they cancel Avelus? So that's a Machlokes in the Mishnah. Machlokes Atanoim. The Pashta says that's the Machlokes, whether there's a Chi of Simcha or not. So we pask in Lohokil that it does cancel. It could be that that's Halachik Debra Mekal Ba'ovel. It could be that we really hold Mikaradin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's no Chiyuv Simcha, but Halachik Debra Mekel Ba'Avol. When it comes to Avelus, whenever there's any Safek Kolder, you go to Kula. But you shouldn't say Shachyanu unless there's a Chiyuv Simcha. So maybe that's the Gemara Safek, is that do we really pass when there's a Chiyuv Simcha Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, or is it only just for Avelus purposes? We say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Derech Avelus. So Gemara comes to the conclusion that yes, that you do say Shachyanu, you mechuyev to say Shachyanu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's more chomer than a Pri Chodosh. Pichodesh, the Shachyanu is only Rishus, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shachyanu is like Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, it's a Chayva. So the Gemara wants to know, so let's say when you say Shachyanu on Leil Rosh Hashanah, so you say over a cup of wine at the end of the Kiddush. Shachyanu, strictly speaking, I'm Rafi Lebashuk, you can say Shachyanu even when you're walking in the street. But if you say it over a cup of wine, so you enhance the Hashivas of the Broche and make it into a Broche Lakos. So should you have a Kos on Leil Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, no, who's going to drink the ghost? You're going to give it to a child before Bar Mitzvah. So that's a very poor chinuch. The child is going to grow up, he's going to think that even after he won't realize that it's because he's a kohen, he's going to think he's allowed to drink wine every Yom Kippur. Rabbi Danny Rapp tells a story that he was in a shul recently. Yom Kippur Shecholias B'Shabbos. So the chazan in the shul thought that you say Kiddush over a cup of wine. That's not correct, you know. You don't say Kiddush over a cup of wine. So the shaila is on a regular Yom Kippur that you say Shachyanu, do you say the Shachyanu over a cup of wine? So who's going to drink? What are you going to gain? I'm worth so shiitam. If nobody drinks, if a Jewish person doesn't drink the wine, so you don't accomplish anything. It doesn't enhance the significance of the bracha. Gemara says, so I'll give it to a child. So the Gemara said, that's not a good chinuch. You can't give it to a child. Then the Gemara says, so why not say Shachyanu b'bo yom? And then we'll drink the wine. We won't be Mekabel Yom Kippur till after. The Gemara says you can't do that. Shachyanu has to be recited on Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur is a chiv to say Shachyanu, you have to recite Shachyanu on Yom Kippur. You can't recite Shachyanu on Erev Yom Kippur. So once you say Shachyanu, Behechreachim bekabel Yom Kippur. So that's where Rashi holds over here on Chav Zainam and Beis, that once you daven Tfilas Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon, so that's Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos, it should be Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos Bal Koch. You can't daven Ma'ariv unless over here they made a mistake. They were Mekabel Shabbos by mistake. They thought that it was ready after Laila. They didn't realize that that it's way before the Shkia. But if they would have realized that it's before the Shkia and the davening Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, then it becomes Tosefes Shabbos Bal Korchein. The Bahag came up with a chiddush that even if you do Hadlokas Haneris, that's also Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos Bal Korchein. So that's what others disagree. All the other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, Hadlokas Haneris by definition is done on Erev Shabbos. It's supposed to be done on Erev Yom, not supposed to be done on Shabbos. So why should Shech Yoni can only say on Yom Kippur? So if you say Shech Yonu on Erev Yom Kippur, by definition, you're Mekabel Yom Kippur. Because if you say Shech Yonu on Erev Yom Kippur, it'll be a bracha levatola. So the reciting of Shech Yonu, the Gemara said, that's a Kabbalah's Tosefes Yom Kippur. But reciting of Ma'ariv, Hadlokas Haneris, that's the Machlokes, the Bahag and the other Rishonim. So the Bahag thinks that the same, just like the Gemara says, Benegiat to Shech Yonu, same is true regarding Hadlokas Haneris. And the other Rishonim disagree. Hadlokas Haneris is an activity that's supposed to be done on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Why should it be, by definition, a Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos? But Davening Ma'ariv, that's what Rashi says. Davening Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon, that's a Tosefes Shabbos, Bal Korcho Shalodim. Unless it was by mistake, he thought it's after Tzeisach Ham. He wasn't interested in being Moisif so much, half an hour before the Shkia. He thought it's already Tzeisach Ham. If he would have realized that it's still Friday afternoon, he would not have davened Ma'ariv so early. So then the Gemara says that Tosefes Shabbos is not Chal. So then the Gemara has the comment on the Loshan HaMishnah, Tfilos HaErev Ein Lo Keva. What does it mean, Ein Lo Keva? So the Gemara says, the Mashmos of the Mishnah is that there was a Machloikas of Lezer Rebishuva, the Tfilos HaErev Vishus, a Tfilos HaErev Choyva, and we pass on Tfilos HaErev Vishus. So that's why it says, Ein Lo Keva, you're not absolutely Mechuyev to Davin Ma'ariv. Tosis writes, it doesn't mean that it's a Vishus, if you don't want to, you don't have to Davin Ma'ariv. It means if you have some other mitzvah comes your way, so the other mitzvah will take precedence over Arvis. But if there's no other mitzvah coming your way, then it is a chayva. So that's what the Gemara says. Tfilas Arvis ain't lo keva means that Tfilas Arvis is rishus. And the commentary on the Mishnah, so it's called Aderus Aliyah, which is written by the Talmidei HaGro, so they quote the name of the only God, a whole different interpretation. That Tfilas HaErev Ein Lo Keva means that Shachris has a Zman, and Mincha has an independent Zman, and Musaf has an independent Zman, and Ma'ariv doesn't have a Zman. When the Zman of Mincha is up, we had the Pnei Yeshua the other day. Pnei Yeshua said that the Lulid, the Mistafina, if he weren't afraid to disagree with all the Rishonim, he would have said that if he daven Mincha at 2:30, he can daven Ma'ariv right away, because Ma'ariv is Keneged Haktoras Emurim, and Haktoras Emurim is right away. Even if you bring a korban Tomas Shal Ben Abayim on Shabbos afternoon, the Gemara says Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. You permitted. We encourage you to be Mechal Shabbos to do the Haktaris and Murim right away, rather than to wait till after Havdalah. How you could have avoided the whole Chilul Shabbos? No, Hakrovas Hakorbanish is Mana Kavua is Hutra on Shabbos, and you don't even have to try to avoid. It's not the Chuy. It's Hutra. That's a Gemara in Yuma. Tuma were bitzibur is a machlokes tanoim and amoraim with the hutra the chuya, and the Rambam paskins the chuya, and she tried to avoid it if you can, but hakrovas karbonis b'shabbes, that the Gemara says is a hutra. Some of the achrenim discuss why don't we recommend that to shechit who shechts at midim umasof magantif and Shabbos should shecht with his left hand. If he's a righty, why don't we recommend he should shecht with his left hand? If he shechts with his left hand, so then it'll only be kalacha yad. So the whole malach will only be midrabbanim. You can't do a real avodah. You can't do it with your left hand. If you do kabbalah sadam, halacha sadam, b'smol, Mishnah says it's possible. Shechita azar is good. Shechita lav avodah. So that you can't do with the left hand. So the simple answer is you're going to do it with your left hand. You're going to make an innovator. You won't do a good job. So then you're going to have to shecht. You're going to have to try five times till he gets it straight. That's a simple answer. The other simple answer is that the Gemara said beferish that is hutra, it's not duchuya. Akrabas karbanish as manu kavua deiches Shabbos is not duchuya. Gemara said beferish that is hutra, it's at the gum. You don't even have to try to avoid it. So Pnei Yeshua had this fantastic chiddush. Lule de mistafin. If he weren't afraid, he would have come up with such chiddush. But we don't accept that. He can't daven ma'ariv at 2 o'clock. He daven mincha at 1:30. Then he got daven right away. Ma'ariv at 2 o'clock goes keneged haftaras emurim. They brought the emurim right away. We don't follow that Pnei Yeshua. So what is the zman ma'ariv? So the Vilna Gaon says you see from all the rishonim that the zman ma'ariv is when the zman mincha ends. Whenever mincha ends. Lirat Buda, the Zman Mincha ends at Plaga Mincha, so that's the beginning of the Zman Ma'ariv. According to Chacham, Mincha is Adho Erev, so Ma'ariv begins when it's Erev already. And when is that's the earliest man to that? When is the latest man? When is the Giyaz Man Shachris? So they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that's when it means Tfilah Sabbath Ein Lo Keva, doesn't have its own Zman. Its Zman is when the Zman of Mincha is up and the Zman of Shachris Adain Lo Higia, so that's the Zman of Ma'ariv. But that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara had a different interpretation. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, he felt free, that's what the Talmidei HaGros said. The Vilna Gaon felt free to give a different interpretation in the Mishnah, not like the interpretation that the Gemara has, but it's not arguing halacha l'maisa. So that's questionable whether that's really authentic or not. Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmeim, wrote an autobiography. It says Gula Varichas Yamim. If you read his, it goes on and on and on and on. He writes so much about Varichas. So he collects a whole bunch of sources. This Aderus Elio is one of them, and then he has a Maharshal and Sanhedrin and Daphnun Beis. But the Gemara says there was an Amora in the days of the Amoraim who put to death a Baskoin Shazinsa, and he burnt her at the stake. He burnt her alive. So the Gemara says he made two little mistakes. First mistake is that you don't give Mrs. Bezim Bisman that there's no Sanhedrin, a meeting in the Lishka Sagosa. So 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Sanhedrin went into Golos, so you're not supposed to administer Din Nefashos today. And even Bisman HaMikdash, that they did administer Din Nefashos, but that's not the way you do Sreifa. Sreifa Asbaskan, you pour melted lead down the throat and it burns out. Sreifa is Nesham of a good kind. You don't burn a person alive. So he made two little mistakes, it says. A wild Gemara. So the Marshal says he thinks that one kasha farim fits the other, that bismancha beis hamikdash hayakayam, and you're administering the real din of sreifa, then you have to do sreifa the way it says in the Mishnah. You pour the malted lead down the throat, and it's sreifas neshama v'gufkayam. But bismancha in beis hamikdash kayam, you're not allowed to do din in the fashas. So you're not allowed to do what it says in the Chumash, he's supposed to do bisman hamikdash. You're not allowed to do that today. That's why he bez makam yanshin shalom and adin. But then the Lashon Gemara is v'la'labal diratera kadei lasos yaglatar. What do you mean v'la'labal diratera? It can't go against what it says beferish and the chumash. The chumash it says you don't give misas bezna bezman hazeh. So he didn't give them the correct form of misas bezna. He gave a different form of misas bezna. So that's the marshal. So that's the question. Then he says v'neni kachela kala gemara. He's just talking about the gemara in history. That the Gemara considers it as if this Amora made two mistakes, and I'm referring that the one mistake is the other kash. He didn't make a mistake in halacha. So that's a question. You have a right to interpret history differently from the Gemara. The Gemara is interpreting that the Amora made two mistakes. Mashal says it didn't make any mistake. So Baruch Epstein thinks that all these things are not acceptable. That it is kecholak al Gemara. He can't give your own interpretation. The quote from the Ragat Shabbat also gave original interpretations in Mishnayos. Rav Zevin has a lot original interpretation in Mishnayos against what it says in the Gemara, and he would interpret Mishnayos based on ideas that Achrona mentioned. He thought that the Mishnayos mentioning them. Yeah. Highly questionable. Anyway, this was a real big issue. This Tfilas Arvus Rishus, Tfilas Arvus Choyva, they fired Rabbi Gamliel over this because the Gemara says one of the Talmidim asked Rabbi Yeshua what is his opinion. He said Tfilas Arvus is a Rishus. And then when Rabbi Gamliel confronted him in public, so he denied that he said it. And then Rabbi Gamliel said, but they say in your name. That you said Tfilas Arvus is Rishus, and I hold that it's a Chayva. So he had him standing. He told him, Amod Avaglecha, and he had him standing the whole time. He was Mevazer Rabbi Yeshua. that the Tanaim felt that Rabbi Gamliel was a little too tough. He insisted everything has to be his way. He didn't allow any dissenting opinions. So they fired Rabbi Gamliel. Then the Gemara says they were determining whom should they appoint as the chief rabbi. So they can't appoint Rabbi Yeshua because he's the Bala Maisim. That'll be too aggravating to Rabbi Gamliel. They wanted to fire Rabbi Gamliel, but they didn't want to aggravate him that much. So they didn't want to appoint Rabbi Yeshua as the chief rabbi because that'll cause more tzar, more pain to Rabbi Gamliel. Can't appoint Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva was from Mishpachas Gerim and he has no Deles Leschus Ovis. It's interesting. Rabbi Hirsch writes in one place, why did the Hashgacha Min HaShemayim cause that the whole Torah Shebaal Peh should go through Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara has such a lush in Stam Mishneh Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta is Rabbi Nechemiah, I think. Stam Sifro is Rabbi Yudah, Stam Sifro is Rabbi Shimon, V'kula Alivir Rabbi Akiva. The whole Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The whole Torah Shebaal Peh was organized according to the ideas of Rabbi Akiva. Why was Min HaShemayim? So he says, he writes a very interesting line, that the Jews were never known for being too organized, and Rabbi Akiva had non-Jewish blood in his system. He was a ger. So Min HaShemayim, they brought the whole Torah Shebaal Peh should go through Rabbi Akiva. It'll be in a systematic order. So I once showed it to Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky at a wedding. So he said he never heard of that. Then he showed it to Rabbi Yisrael. He never heard of that. Okay, I never heard of it either. Okay, but Rabbi Hirsch apparently has this in one of his essays. So they couldn't appoint Rabbi Akiva because he was from Mishpachas Gerim, so he didn't have schus over. So they decided they're going to appoint Rabbi Lozer and Azari. So when they offered him the position, he says he has to consult his wife. So the Pischi Tshuva and Ebenezer discuss it. Why does he have to consult his wife? So Pasha Pshat that he had his nose in the books. He wasn't a man of Milidam. So his wife was took care of all the Milidam. So the Pischi Tshuva has a different suggestion. There's a din that if, depending on how hard the husband works, that determines how often he has to be with his wife, the Chiyavoyna. So the harder a person works, so the less obligated he is to spend time with his wife. So one is a chief rabbi, that's what they quote at Bryce's time. One is a chief rabbi, he only has to be with his wife once a month. Before he's appointed chief rabbi, Oynes Tam Chacham is once a week. So if one wants to change his profession from a profession that you spend more time with your wife to a profession that you spend less time with your wife, you have to ask permission from the wife. So that's why if they're offering him to become chief rabbi, then he's going to spend less time with his wife. So he has to ask permission. Otherwise, he's going to cheat his wife in the Shiburayna. That's what the Pischi Tshuva and Ebenezer quotes that, and the Simon of the Chiyavayna. So his wife thought it's not such a smart idea. But finally, he did take it, okay. He took the position. Then that day, they had a big machlokes. Apparently, this was an ongoing machlokes generation after generation, whether you should only allow into the Beis HaMedrash Talmidim who are Tocham Kibaram. Oh no, apparently the Baram, they have to look. A guy comes in, Joe College, so apparently, even on the outside, doesn't look like a Ben Torah, so it sounds like you don't take him into the Beis Medrash. But the question is, does Asmi Tocho Kibaram? Do you have to psychoanalyze him and to creep into his heart and to see that he seems to be religiously motivated, that he wants to learn? So that was an ongoing debate in the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, when it said, Hey, Mam Shlosha Dvarim, Hamida Talmidim Harbei. So the Ovis Ram Nosson says that was the machloikis. But the Hamida Talmidim Harbi led everybody into the Beis Medrash. A person wants to learn, and he likes tefillin, and he daven every day. So it's not Tochel Kibar. You should let everybody in. Or no, you should only allow Tochel Kibar. So this, there never was a clear psak generation after generation. This was an ongoing debate. And this is one of the issues that was debated by Rabbi Gamliel as opposed to Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. Lozman Azariah felt he opened the Beis Medrash for everybody. The Gemara says, how many Safsolim were added on? Why does it say Safsolim? Because the Gemara says in Megillah that until the days of Rabbi Gamliel, they used to learn Torah standing, because it was Tocho Kibaros, out of Kovet HaTorah, they all stood. But then when Rabbi Lozman Azariah allowed all of these students to come to the Beis Medrash, they weren't so Tocho Kibaro, they weren't so religiously motivated. They were religious, they observed Torah mitzvahs, they wanted to learn. So they weren't able to stand the whole time. So they added Safsolim. There were a lot of people sitting. at that time. That's the Gemara Megillah and Perak. In the beginning of Karis HaMegillah Oimei, the Gemara says like that. Till the days of Rabbi Gamliel, everybody would stand when they learned the Beis Medrash, and then when they fired Rabbi Gamliel and they appointed Rabbi Lozer Manzar, so a lot of people sat. So finally Rabbi Gamliel comes and he asks Mechila from Rabbi Yeshua, and they make up, and then they give him back his job. So what, but they're still going to keep on Rabbi Lozer Manzar. So they made a compromise. So the way it says in our Gemara, yeah.
So they're supposed to stay standing until after he died.
I don't think so. Mishnah
says Mishnah.
Isn't that Mishnah Mei?
Isn't that
Mishnah
Mei? About the previous Rabbi Gamliel, and they're already all sitting.
It could be. I don't
that's
know.
That's what the
Rabbi Nissen
Gaon says on the side.
Who says? Rabbi
Nissen Gaon says that was the previous Rabbi
Gamliel. Different Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah.
By the time this Rabbi Gamliel, everybody was sitting already.
Right.
Okay. Okay, but the Gemara does say that they added Safsalim. So it had something to do with sitting. Maybe some people were still standing. But all of the new students who came in under the leadership of Rabbi Lozer Manazari when he was the head of the yeshiva, so apparently all the new students were all sitting. They weren't standing. So what was the compromise that they came up with when they decided to give the job back to Rabbi Gamliel? But the Gemara says if they'll have one Shabbos, 1 week, he'll be the chief rabbi. 1 week, he'll be the chief rabbi. So that and the second wide line. You have narrow lines on Chof Chesem and Alfen, wide lines and very wide lines. And the second very wide line, so the Gemara says, Nidrish Mar Chodesh Shabbat, Mar Chodesh Shabbat, Osi Yekinui. You can't have every other week. So we have the Girs and the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel should give the public shir Plosa Shabbate, three Shabbosim a month. And Rabbi Lozer Manazar should give Chodesh Shabbate, once a month. Three quarters and one quarter. That's what it says in our Gemara. And then they have other Rishonim, clearly had a different Girsa. The Rambam and the Mashur, other Rishonim had a Girsa that Rabbi Gamliel said two weeks in a row, and Rabbi Lozer Manazar said the third week. Not 3-1, but 2-1. Okay. Different girsas. That's what it means when they asked Shabbos Shalmi Hoysa, who gave the shir? The Gemara Chagiga says, whose week was it? Who gave the public shir in the Beis HaMedrash? Yeah. What did the Gemara say? One of the shot all the day that they fired Rabbi Gamliel, so everybody came out and they were saying all the adios, all the old psukim from the earlier generations that Rabbi Gamliel didn't want, Rabbi Gamliel wanted to suppress all opposing opinions. So when they fired Rabbi Gamliel, so that day they wrote Adius, so they edited Adius, whatever it was, and they collected all of the old opinions of the Tanaim that were being forgotten. So one of the issues, Bo Bayom, the Gemara says, whenever it says Bo Bayom, it's that day. So one of the things Bo Bayom was, what does it mean? An Amonim Mayavi cannot convert? No, it doesn't mean that. It means they can't convert, but they can't marry a Jewish girl. So what good is it that they convert? So we say they can marry a Gioris, because Kahal Gerim Laikri Kohol. They're only also, Loyav Amonim Mayavi Bekal Hashem means to marry a Yisraelis, but to marry a Gioris, that is permissible. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amaisa Shoyib is Manatanaim. Yehuda Ger Amoni, he converted. There was no shah, he has a right to convert. But the shah now he wants to get married, so he wanted to marry a Jewish girl. Mani lova b'kohol, can I marry a Jewish girl? So first the Rabbi Gamliel said no, it's a pasuk, and then the psak was given yes. Why? Because basan chevet bilbal eskol olam kulay. So therefore, the people who are known as Amoinim or the people known as Mayavim, it's all a mistake. Today, nobody is Amoni, nobody is Amayovi, because both Sancherv or Bilbalas call him Kul. What does the Gemara add on? And another argument is that called the Parish Meruba Parish. What do you need that for? Once you say the first argument, both Sancherv and Bilbalas call him Kul, so no one is Amoni Mayovi. So Rabbi Yosef Engel on this Gemara quotes from the Rav Yo. Rav Yo is one of the Bali Ateses. The Rosh, I think, is a descendant from the Rav Yo. Every so often, I quote the Rav Yo. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rav Yo every so often. So the Rav Yo has a comment that The Gemara says in the last parak in Kiddushin that a Safek Mamzer is Muta Lovo B'Kal Hashem Min HaTorah. Safek Mamzer is Muta B'Kol, because Mamzer Vadei V'lo Mamzer Safek. But Mid Rabbanan they asked a Safek Mamzer, and that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, how far did they go with the Yisa Safek Mamzer. A Safek Mamzer Min HaTorah is even, that's the first chapter in the Shev Shmaitza, authored by the Tzitzis HaKoshin. So in the first chapter, he quotes those who say that a Safek Mamzer, you can go to Kula in both directions, even Tati Ditzasri. You can have two wives, one can be a Mamzeres Vada, and one can be a Kshera. And even a Tati Ditzasri is Mutter. Safek Mamzer is Mutter to marry either a Kshera or a Vada Mamzer. You go to Kula in both directions. And Midir Rabbanon, he's not allowed to marry a Vada Mamzer, he's not allowed to marry a Vada Kshera. What about a Safek Mamzer to marry a Safek Mamzeres? So that's a machlokes HaTanaim. Shtuki Vasufi is a Sofik Mamzer. So we Toskan, Sveikam is also us. And not only Sveikam Bivadon, Sofik Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Kshera or a Vadai Mamzer, it's even Sofik B'Sofik is also us. Midirabban Min HaTorah, it's really Mutter. So that's what, so there's a machlokes in Achreinim, Davnei Neza has about this. This din that Sofik Mamzer is Mutter Lova B'Kohol, is that only by Sofek Mamzer? What about the other psul they call? Let's say Petsua Daka, Krushavcha. What about if there's a Sofek over there? It's also Mutalova Bekol. So most assume that yes. Most assume that by all psul they call, the din is that whenever there's a Sofek, it's Mutalova Bekol. Minatora. It's Mutalova Bekol Minatora, and it'll be awesome in the Rabbanit. So that's what the Gemara says. Vosan Chevet Bilbalos Kol Hom Kuloi. So nobody has a din, Adam, a Ger, Yehuda, what is he? A Ger Amoini. So we don't really consider him a Vada Ger Amoini. Bosan Kharbil, Bulas Kalan Kula, everybody's considered a Sofik. The Sofik, Psule Kohol, should be Mutta Meratar and Osama de Rabbanan. But once they added on, that called the Parish Meruba Parish, that tells you that even the Rabbanan is Mutta Lova Bekohol. Because you have the roif. If not for the call to parish, it would have been like a Sofik Mamzer, which is Mutman Atar and Osama the Rabban. So, Boch Sachar Bilbulus Kalam Kulus, everyone, any ger, will be a Sofik Amoni, Sofik Ein Amoni. So, Sofik Psule calls Mutman Atar and Osama the Rabban. But once you say, call the parish Meruba Parish, it should even be Mutman the Rabban. That's what the Rav Yehuda interprets in the Gemara. So that's what we assume today, that they know a Mitzri, a Daimi, all these Basan Chemi Bilbalas Kalam Kulai. So they know it's a Mitzri, a Daimi, and Amoni, Mayavi, all these things don't apply. So the Gemara says they finally made up, okay. And they kept on Rabbi Gamliel. They took back Rabbi Gamliel, they kept on Rabbi Lozman Azariah. You can't fire Rabbi Lozman Azariah, didn't do anything wrong. Balam HaKodesh V'lo Mari, not allowed to fire him, Aloy Dovar. So they retained both, and he gave his shiur either two times a month or three times a month, and Rabbi Lozman Azai gave once a month. So they alternated. Then the Gemara says, Musafim Kol Ayom, but just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can't daven musafim after Shor Shvius. So even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass in Kol Hayom, but Nikra Poshea. If you're going to wait to daven musaf till after Shor Shvius, that's Nikra Poshea. That's what the Achrayim complain. Rabbi Shlomo Kluge and others complain. They're not Simchas Torah, the day that we want to show Kavod HaTorah, so we violate all the dinim. That all year long we don't violate. So a lot of times the Hakofas take so long, they don't get to daven musaf till after Shor Shvius, which is not right. And then because the Hatok Kofas Leil Simchas Torah and Bayom, it takes so long so people are hungry, so people forget and they start eating, they start nibbling on Nash before reciting Kiddush. So it's a Yontav like every Yontav. You're not supposed to eat before you say Kiddush. Then the third mistake that people make is that they're dancing with the Sifat Torah so long and the people are tired. They can't stand for 4 hours, so people sit down. So that's a din in the Gemara. When they're walking with the Sifat Torah, you're not allowed to be in a sitting position. You have to stand. When they're standing with the Sifat Torah, if the Sifat Torah in a different rishus, so then let's say Sifat Torah in the shul and the women in the women's section, so the women can sit. If it's a different room, then the women can sit. But if they take down the mechitza, and it's all in the same shul, so the women can't sit either, and no one can sit. And a lot of people are over-sitting in the middle of the hakofa. So the whole thing is a big mistake. We're not showing kavod hatorah. We're violating all the dinim, which all year long we're usually careful about. Yeah, so Tosis points out halacha. Dima asks halacha. Mekan yesh lizor b'yam kippurim. This palel tefilas shachris koydim sheish shois u'machza. Da'ina koydim sheyagia shas hamincha. Yeah, because the Gemara said we pass on halacha that if it's the zman, if it's ready sheish u'machza, it's the zman to daven mincha and musaf. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. So we paskin that that you daven mincha first and then musaf. So b'tzibur, that's a machlokes rishonim, whether you do that or not. So Tosfos says you should avoid it. So you got to make sure that you daven musaf. At least you'd start davening tefillah b'lachas shav musaf before it's the zman of mincha, because they're going to be ready the zman of mincha. And then it's a machlokes rishonim whether you have to daven mincha first or not. Whether that din of the gemara that you have to daven mincha first, whether that even applies b'tzibur or it's only b'yochid. Yeah. Then the Gemara has before Shachris, you're not supposed to eat any food. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk Lo Soch Lo Al Adam. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel has the different levels of interpretation. So one of the levels, one interpretation is Lo Soch Lo Al Adam Bezen Shehargus Hanefesh. I'm not allowed to eat till the end of the day. So the Gemara says, in order not to make it too difficult for the Bezen, so they shouldn't make the Gemara din till the end of the day. They should make the Dana Bayom, and they have to judge, you have to finish the Gemara din Bayom, then you do Halonas Adin. And then, instead of having the Gemara din in the morning, tomorrow morning, bright and early in the morning, and then putting him to death, then they have to fast the whole day long. So the Bezin doesn't make the Gemara Din Lechi of Misa until, if they ever did it, once every 100 years, once every 70 years. It was very rare that they ever had Din in the Fasha. Which Meshugan is going to do the Avera Toch De Dibra of the Hasra? You have to be off your mind to do that. So they hardly ever gave Din in the Fasha. So on the rare occasion that they would do Din in the Fasha, officially they would make the Gemara Din an hour before the Shkia. They would do the Din in the Fasha, then they would fast the last 45 minutes of the day. If I think, so that's learned out from the pasuk Lo Soch Lo Al Adam. Then the Gemara has another dinner. If you have a korban, you're not allowed to eat the bsar kabanis before you do zrikas adam. Then a whole bunch of interpretations. So what the interpretation says, you're not allowed to eat before you daven shachris. Lo Soch Kodim Shetismalalu Al Dimchem. So the Miri raised the question, but tefillah is only midirabbanan. The whole obligation of daven is only midirabbanan. So what do you mean? You're not allowed to eat before you daven shachris. If you would hold like the Rambam that the obligation to daven once a day every day is deraisa, so then you can say that that's a din deraisa. You're not allowed to eat before shachris. But if you hold that tefillah b'chol yom is only the rabbanon, so be'echreach you have to say that that rosh is only an asmachta. That's the Meir he has like that. Unless you'll say no, that it goes on eating before kriyashma. That does, how does it fit in? L'sochlo al adam, l'sochlo. Kodin shetismalo al dimchem. We daven for our life. What does Kriyashma have to do with that? Very strange Me'iri. Probably a din derabon. So before Shachris, you're not allowed to have even te'ima. You're not allowed to even taste any food. Before Ma'ariv, that's a question. Rabbi Kiveg HaMishnayis discusses that the Tosfos in the first Perek, the Tosfos on Dalet on the base, the top Tosfos in the Kamashma, Shemishon Sheigiyaz Man Kriyashma Shalaylo, Ein lo lecho suda, ashiik and kriyash ma vispalamis. It's befevish in the Gemara. What does Tosfos mikam mashma? Befevish in the Gemara. So Rabbi Kiveg had two interpretations in Tosfos. One interpretation was based on a question in the Magen Avraham. Maybe before Ma'ariv also it's also te'ima. Even just to have a nibble is also. Just to have a snack is also. Or should you say no? Only a whole meal is also that you may forget the Daven Ma'ariv, you lead supper. So before Shacharis, even Tima is also before Ma'ariv, it's a machlokes, and many are Meikol. What about before Mincha, before Musaf? So that's what there was one opinion here. Rav Huna, on the first wide line on Chav Chesem and Beis, Amar Rav Huna, Asal Alalim, Shiitam Kul Hamishin Spalot Tfilos Hamusafim. The Gemara says we don't pass like Rav Huna. V'lei Hesilchus Olot Rav Huna, V'lei Kereb Shuv and Levi Kereb Huna Hodi Amoran. He says you're not allowed to have Te'ima, you're not allowed to have a snack before Musaf. And a lot of shuls, they go and they make Kiddush. After Shacharis, they make Kiddush before Musaf. So Mikradin, you're allowed to have a snack, as long as you don't have a whole meal. And what does Rabbi Shua ben Levi say? Kim she gives man mincha, also lan shiitam klum, because she must pal tefillas mincha. The Gemara said, we don't pass like either. You put te'ima is mutaba, to eat a full-fledged meal before Musaf, that's awesome. That's what the Rishonim say. You're not allowed to eat, even though you're going to say Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat a regular meal. So we don't pass like Rav Huna, we don't pass like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Nechudi Merakana was a holy Tana. He studied a lot of Kabbalah, and he used to offer a tefillah. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they recommend everyone should say that tefillah. What did he say? Biknisas Mahu Ami Yiratz Malfanach Hashem Alakai Shalayera Dvar Takola Al Yodi V'Lakol Shvedvar Locha V'Yismuchu B'Chaveirai. What kind of a lotion is that? I shouldn't make a mistake. V'Yismuchu B'Chaveirai. And he offers a prayer V'Lakol Shlochaveir V'Dvar Locha V'Esmach V'Hem. I shouldn't rejoice, but they're so mean with each other. It means I'm going to make a mistake and Psak and the others are going to rejoice that I made a mistake. Or they'll make a mistake and I'll rejoice that they made a mistake. So some interpret, no, they respect me so much. Whatever I say is law. So even if I make a mistake, they'll be so happy, they'll accept the mistake. And they'll paskan like the mistake. So I pray to the Rabbanu Shalom, I shouldn't, if I make a mistake, help me, I shouldn't make a mistake. If I do make a mistake, they should not accept it. They shouldn't accept it, Baruch, and they should dingzach with me until it'll be ascertained that it's not correct. Now, Yismuchu B'chaver, they should rejoice over my michshol. They should rejoice that it's they'll think that everything I say is so wonderful, and I'll think everything my friends say is so wonderful, and they'll be perpetuating mistakes in Psak Halacha. So that's what I mean, Yismuchu B'chaver. Anyway, every day he used to offer this tefillah in the morning when he went to learn, because he used to pass and learn shalots. And then he thanked the Rebbe Shalom and part of the tefillah was we work hard in learning and we get paid and the others don't get paid. What do you mean they don't get paid? They get paid better than people who learn in the yeshivas. What do you mean the others? So the different Gedolim interpreted Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a Tana Shimon Hamsoni who had an attitude. He started off with the Shita that every time it says Es and Nechumish, it's to be Marba something. So he darshan Bereshis Barlakim Es Hashemayim Es Haaretz Droshes. Kimin Shigia, he got to the Pasuk and Nechumish Dvarim Es Hashem Lakecha Tira. Pirish, so he stopped darshaning es. What are you going to darshan es? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, only have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said he made a mistake and all the drushes are incorrect. And then the student said, what do we do with all these notes? That we have notes from 50 years of drushes. It says, Kishem Shekibal Teischar Al HaDrisha, Kach Ani Akabal Schar Al HaPrisha. I got reward all the years for saying the false Torah because I thought it was true. So you see from the Gemara that you get schar for attempting to give the correct shot, even if it turns out later on that it's incorrect. Kahani akabel schar ala prisha. Now on, I'll get schar if I won't say false ter. Now I realize that es is not to be marm anything. But Rabbi Kiva v'lime. No, Rabbi Kiva said es Hashem al kechatil. The rabbis tamir chacham that mar rabbich kemar shemaim, and that's what we assume that es is a rebuke. You do darshan es. Shimon, I'm sorry, backed out from his whole premise. The Darshanes, and we paskan like his original position. So why does Shimon Amseri say such a lotion? Kishem shekibalti yischar al adrisha, kach ani akabel schar al adrisha. Who says that he gets schar al adrisha? If all he is, he was saying false terrors. And maybe it's a glowing milsom, my friend, there's no schar. So that's what the Ravid writes in his Hasogas on the Rif. The Ravid writes, the Rif is the big poisek. In the days of the Ravid, the Rif is like the Shulchan Aruch is today, like the Mishnah Brura is today. Everybody look up to the Rif. The Rif is a fantastic stay for Pesach on the Gemara. He always tells you how to paskin. So the Ravid writes, I'm very young, I'm a teenager, and I'm writing Hasogas on the Rif. Probably what I say is incorrect. Probably the Rif is right, but I get the reward anyway because I'm trying to be mevar what the din is. And he quotes this Gemara. Kishem shekibarti ischar al adrisha. One gets reward for trying to be mevar what the real din is, even if it turns out that it's an error. So that's what many mefarshim say. We get schar, we work hard for learning, and we get schar even if it turns out that all the pshatim that we said are incorrect, even if all the Torah is incorrect. But we were trying. We didn't do it b'mezid. Mashenik can if someone else is hired to build a house, and then the whole house collapses, so he doesn't get paid anything. He doesn't get he gets an A for effort, but he doesn't get paid a salary for trying. He gets paid if he accomplishes something. So that's the interpretation that many gedolim say. Others who work for a living don't get reward for attempting to accomplish something. They only get reward for actually accomplishing something. Then the Gemara says, Rav Blazer was about to die, so the students came to Mimivakachela, so they asked them, Lamdena Orchas Chaim, and this command Chayu Adam Abba. Give us some tips how to lead one's life. So he says, Yizor b'kvod chavirechem, they should be mechabed each other. Yep. Yizor b'kvod chavirechem. Minu b'nechem min ha-higayon. Ma ze higayon? So Rashi says, Tanakh. Rashi says, Tanakh. The Tzlach is Tzion ha-Nefesh Chayez, the Sefer HaBrachos, written by the Nadi Yehuda. So he has a paragraph on this, which was taken out from later editions. Then it was put back in the more recent editions. And they tell you this is the paragraph that was taken out, and they put it back in. He says, why did Rashi interpret in the Gemara? Maybe it just means don't let your children study logic. We used to have a professor here in the college who taught logic. He was an apikoros, and he used to convince students to become apikoros. In my time, he didn't convince anybody of anything. He was ready over a bottle. But in my father's time, he convinced a lot of students to become apikurs. So why did Rashi interpret that he goyin goes on Limud HaTanakh? Why didn't he say he goes on Greek logic? On Greek style of logic and argumentation? So the Tzlach says, because we have a lot of apikursim who are teaching Tanakh with new interpretations, not in accordance with the traditions of the Gemara. So that can mislead your children. So that's why Rashi is interpreting meaning, but don't let your children study Tanakh with the newfangled approach. Yeah. In Gemara, you're only going to have Yirei Shamayim teaching Gemara. That's what the Tzlach assumes. You're not going to have Apikursim. But teaching Tanakh, you may have Apikursim, so don't let your children study too much Tanakh. When you raise your children, don't let them study Tanakh, and make sure that they learn by Talmid HaChacham. Shatem Ispalem Du Lifnei Miyatam Omdim. Rab Chaim has a famous comment on the Rambam, that the Rambam in two different prokim and Hilchas Tvila quotes the Din of Kavonah. In one place he sounds like he only did Kavonah Perek, the first Brach Rishayna. In the Shmona Esrei, the other Perek, it sounds like he need Kavonah throughout the whole Shmona Esrei. And in the place where he writes that you need Kavanah for the whole Shmona Esrei, so the Chazanish says it's not a stira. The other Rambam explains this Rambam. The Rambam sounds like you need Kavanah throughout the whole Shmona Esrei, but then he modifies it in the other place, and he says all you need Kavanah is for the Bracha Rishayna. The Prime thought that it's not the same, that the two different Kavanahs that he's talking about, Kavanah Zaymid Lefnei HaMelech, that's the Loshan HaGemara. You have to have in mind that you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that kavanah is ma'akev even b'di'eved, and choyzeh mispalo. If a person takes a siddur and he davens Shmoneh Esrei, when he didn't have kavanah ka'imid lifnei HaMelech at all, then a tefillah is nothing. That's mamish and misasek. That doesn't count at all. But if the person knows that he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's asking him to take care of his needs, but he doesn't pay attention what the words mean. He knows he's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's asking for different things. But he doesn't realize that that bracha asks for parnos, and that bracha asks for refuah, and that bracha asks for tshuva, and that bracha asks for mslicha, and that bracha asks for hamodes dayanim. Each bracha asks, and kibbutz golius, each bracha asks for a different thing. He doesn't pay attention to the birush hamilos. So that the Rambam says that b'dieved, he doesn't say kilu lo his palo klam. That's not the same. So that the kavanas pirush hamilos, that's only ma'akev in the bracha rishonim. And he didn't say kilu lo his palo klam if he didn't have kavanas pirush hamilos. But if he was lacking kavanas hamilos of ne'amelach, that's mamash ha'mesasek. So that's nothing with nothing. Two different kavanas. These were the instructions that Rav Lezer gave his Talmid. Rav Yechon Mazaka was about to die, so the Talmidim came in to be Mevakeh Chela. So he tells them, he's nervous because he knows he's going to have a din in Bezno Shalmaila. And he sees two pathways. Ish Lefanish Dei Drachim. Doesn't know if he's going to go to Gehenna or not. Rabbi Yechon Mazaka doesn't know if he's going to go to Gehenna or to Gan Eden. Means he surrendered to Vespasian. The Gemara in Gittin has the whole Agata, he surrendered. And then he said, I'll honor three requests. So he gave three requests. He shouldn't kill all the Tanoim. Ten liyavna v'chachamel. He should let them alone. And they should have a refuah for Rab Tzadik, for the Tana Rab Tzadik. And they shouldn't wipe out the Malchus Beis David. So the Gemara says he made a stupid mistake. He should have asked Aspesionis. He shouldn't destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk Meshiv Chacham in Mocher that Daitam Yisakel, that the Rebbe Shalom suspended the Bchir Chavshes of Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, and he said a stupid thing. He should have said, don't destroy the Beis Hamikdash. His logic was, his thinking was, going to ask for too much. He won't give you anything. But the Gemara says it was really wrong. If his patient had the respect for him, so he says he doesn't know if he's going to go to Gehenna, because he made the wrong, maybe he made the wrong choice. He doesn't know. He sees Lefanei Shtei Drachim, Achashal Ganeid, Achashal Gehenim, and a Deveizem Alichemosi, because he made a major decision, and he's crying. He doesn't know what's going to do, what's going to be. So what happened? Amalehem. Shas Petirasa, soon after he died, Shas Petirasa, Amalohem, he tells his student, Panakel Mitnei Atuma, I feel I'm going to die, so everything is going to become Tame. So you better take out at least the Klecheres that becomes Tame has no Tarab in Mikveh. At least that, if you have a Kle Mateches, you have Kle Yates that has Tarab in Mikveh, but Klecheres have no Tarab in Mikveh. So he says, Panakel Mitnei Atuma. Sometimes people can have a sense that they're going to die. There was a tzaddik, the Panav Zhirov was a kohen. So there was a tzaddik in Bnei Brak who was about to die. Panav Zhirov was visiting by him. And he told him, the tzaddik told me, you better leave because I'm going to die any minute. So he left the building and then he died. Then he died because the Panav Zhirov was a kohen. So he says, I'm going to die soon. So leave. So he left and he wasn't mitame. He was not mitame to him. So he felt also, he felt he's going to die soon. He says, Panakenim without Tuma, take out the Klicheris probably. And then he says, V'hachinu kisei l'chizkio ha-melech yudu sheba. Chizkio ha-melech also made a decision about when the Yerushalayim was under siege. I forgot already what happened in Tanakh. Originally, the day before when the Talmidim came to me, Mevakeh Chela, so he didn't know whether he's going to go to Gan Eden or go to Gehenna. But then as he's about to die, he feels as if Chizkiyahu HaMelech is coming to greet him. It means that he did make the right decision.
Didn't Chizkiyahu HaMelech have the opportunity to daven and become Mashiach, but he messed up also? So Rabban Yochum and Zakkai had the opportunity to save Yerushalayim, but he messed up. Where is that? He could have been Mashiach.
I mean, if he would have said Hallel, yeah.
He said Shira, sorry.
Yeah. No, but that, I don't think. Yerushalayim was under siege, and he went to sleep. He wasn't nervous, no? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom promised, Ganos Aleir, the Rebbeinu Shalom promised him he's going to protect the city. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech did the right thing. So here also, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai realized Chizkiyahu HaMelech is coming to greet him, and the Olam HaEmes means that he made the right decision. It wasn't an incorrect decision. I think that's what the Mefarshim say pshat. That's why Chizkiyahu HaMelech is coming, that he made the right decision. What does Rashi say? Rashi didn't say, just Chizkiyahu is coming to be Malava me. Rashi doesn't say, maybe the Marsha has that pshat. Then the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanami regarding Havinenu. What's Havinenu? You say the Gimel Rishonis and the Gimel Achronis and the 13 brochas in the middle, instead of saying each one separately, you abridge it. How exactly do you abridge it? So the Gemara has a machlokes amarayim. The one opinion is you say 13 brief brochas. We assume that that's not the pshat. That Havinenu is one long bracha where you combine all of the themes of all the 13 brachas. Here it is on the first wide line. You have narrow lines, wide lines, and very wide lines on Chof Tesam et Aleph. Then the first wide line that says Mai Me'ein Shmane Esrei Machleg is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi says, "Me'in kol bracha bracha, you abridge every bracha." And we assume like Shmuel, in the art scroll, they have printed the text like Shmuel. Shmuel amana, you say gimel rishon is gimel achrenes. In the middle, you say havinenu shem alakenu. As das darchecha modas laben liyarasecha. You have two or three words for every bracha, and altogether it's one big bracha. So the chachamim composed a nusach, a long version and a short version. So there's a machlokes satanaim. What is this short version supposed to represent? So one time is of the opinion, you can daven Havinenu every day. If you want, you can daven Havinenu all the time. We paskin not only if it's a big shas atchak. Let's say a person is so sick, he can't stand. He can barely talk. He's holding by the end. Or he's not holding by the end. He's very sick temporarily for a day or two. And he just can't say the long Shemana Esrei. So in that case, he should say Havinenu. He should say Havinenu, the abridged version. But this they all agree, that the normal, the long version of the Shemana Esrei has 18 brachas. So the Gemara has in Mar Megillah, the same Gemara, Shemen HaPakuli, two lines from the bottom, of Chav Chesam and Beis. Tan Rabban Shemen HaPakuli, here's the Yudche brachas of Hefnei Rabbi Gamliel ala Seda B'Yavne. So the same Gemara appears in Megillah. So the Gemara then Megillah says, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were the ones who composed all the brachas and all the tefillas and kiddush in Havdalah. So the Gemara says, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was a body that consists of 120 Rabbanim, Behem Kama Nevi'im, and amongst them were several Nevi'im, and they were the ones who composed the Nusach HaTefillah. The Yaftav, Sir Rabchaim Bar-Dajan writes in Nefesh HaChaim, you have to have a Koyach of Nevu'lah, of Nevuah to be able, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. That was over 2,000 years ago. That Bayis Sheni was destroyed in the year 70, and the Bayis Sheni lasted, according to the Gemara, lasted 420 years. According to the history books, it was even 150 years longer than the 420 years. So it's already 2,500 years ago. And the Nusach HaShemana Esrei basically is the same. Here and there we had a change a little bit after the Churban HaBayis, but the Nusach is the same. It was composed with Ruach HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, that's why it says, Bahem Kama Nevim. They had to have to compose a Nusach HaTfila that should be lasting and meaningful for over 2,000 years. You had to have a Nevuah. And not only they had to have a Koyach HaNevuah, they had to have a source in Tanakh that you can compose a Tfila with so many units. So the Gemara says, what is the source in Tanakh that it makes sense? Hani Yudches Keneged Mi. The first piece of Gemara after the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amid Beis. The second Mishnah on Chav Ches Amid Beis. What is the source in Tanakh? So the Gemara says, Keneged Yudches Haskar Shamadabit, Havel Hashem Edelem, Havel Hashem Kavod Vios. Shem Hashem appears 18 times. And then they added on Velam Al Shinim. So where is there a marker that you have a right to compose a tefillah with 19 units? Well, it says the word kel, kelakovet hirim, so it says 18 times yud ke vav ke, and then a 19th time as kel. Fine. So they had a mocker for how many parts the tefillah should have. Then the Gemara says on Chavtes Amid Aleph, and how do you know that on Shabbos and Yontif, the tefillah only has seven parts? Here it's around the 20 lines from the top of Chavtes Amid Aleph. The line begins with the words, Hani Sheva de Shabbat de Keneged Mi, Shachris Mincha Mar, you have seven brachas. You have the first three and the last three, always the same. And the brachim tzoy, so the Gemara says, there's a source in Tanakh. And then on Rosh Hashanah, Teisha de Rosh Hashanah Keneged Mi, and Malchus Chana Shurfis, you have nine brachas. Gemara says, Keneged Tfilas Chana. That Tfilas Chana, we learn out in later, in the next parak. We learn out all the dinim of davening from Tfilas Chana. So she mentioned Shem Hashem Yudke Bavke nine times. So that's a source in Tanakh. You have a right to have a tefillah with nine units. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik used to explain, that really on Rosh Hashanah to Musaf there should have been ten brachas. Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achrenis, and then the middle bracha should be about Kedushas Hayom, like every Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then there should be Malchus, Achrenis, and Shofas. That's three and three and three and one. So it should be ten. So all the Tanaim assume now can only be nine. You can't have ten because there's no source in Tanakh that you have a right to make a tefillah with 10 units. So that's why there's a three-way machlokes ha-Tanaim. Which two brachas do you combine together on Rosh Hashanah? So Rabbi Manuri is of the opinion that you combine Malchus with Atok Kadosh v'Shimcho Kadosh HaMelech HaKadosh. He changed the Nusach HaMelech HaKadosh. He put in Malchus in Atok Kadosh. We don't paskin like that. We paskin. You put Malchus together with Kedushas Hayom. Melech al Kol Haaretz Mekadosh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. So you combine together the theme of Kedushas Hayom, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron, like on Shabbos and Yontif, and you say Melech al Kol Haaretz. That's the bracha of Malchus. So we combine those two together. And then there's a third Tana who's of the opinion that just like on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achrenis, and the Birchas Kedushas Hayom is Emtzoyis, so too on Rosh Hashanah by Musaf, you have three, Malchus and Shofers. So the Bracha Emtzoyis, Shebi Emtzoyis, is Zichrenis, Malchus and Shofers. So the Bracha Emtzoyis, Zichrenis, you combine Kedushas Hayom with the Bracha Emtzoyis. But we don't pass like that. So the Yerushalmi says that in Galil, the minig used to be like Rabbi Chemenuri. In Eretz Yehuda, the minig was like Rebbe Akiva, like the majority opinion that you combine Malchus with the Kedushas Hayom, the fourth bracha, the first of the brachas Amtzoyis, has the two themes. But Rabbi Chemenuri, half of Eretz Yehuda, they follow Rabbi Chemenuri. So that's why the Rabbi Soloveitchik's uncle has in his sefer Avodas HaMelech on the Rambam, he has that suggestion that maybe the piyut v'chein tein pachta v'chein tein ko v'chein tzadikim. Maybe that piyut used to be a carryover from the days of the Yerushalmi, that in Galil they used to daven like Rabbi Chemenuri. That sounds like it's the hakdama to the Malchus, when they used to have Malchus and Atu Kodesh and Shimcha Kodesh, they started off at V'chein Tein Pachtucha. By us it's only a piyut. By us it's only a minig. It's not ma'akev at all. That was the first shalat that I had when I was in the rabbinate. The Baal Tefila to Mincha and Rosh Hashanah said Kedusha. Then he said, after Kedusha, Dovida, Nagid, Velach, HaMelech HaKadosh. And he forgot to say, V'chein Tein Pachtucho. So everybody turned to me, what's the din? Whether he has to say over the bracha or not. So I don't think so. V'chein Tein Pachtucho, the way we have, is only a piyut. It's not Mi'akeh B'di'evit. So what's the reason why you take 10? There really should be 10 brachas on Rosh Hashanah. But there's no mocker to have a tefillah with 10 units. Only a mokav and tefillah schana to have a tefillah with 9 units. So that's why all the Tanaim are working with the premise you have to combine two brachas together. And those are the three different opinions. Which two brachas do you combine? Rabbi Chemenuri holds you combine Malchus with Kedushas Hashem, with HaMelech HaKadosh, Atta Kadosh. And we don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. You combine Malchus with Kedushas Hayom. And then there's a third opinion, Rabbi Gamliel, that you combine Zechreinus with Kedushas Hayom. Just like it's always Emtzoyis, Kedushas Hayom is always a Baruch Emtzoyis, so to Musaf also it's a Baruch Emtzoyis. Yeah. The Gemara doesn't say it's the Musaf for Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, you have nine brachas. So the Marsha points out that there's a Rashi in the first parak on Avodah Zarah. Rashi seems to hold the favorites that they said Malchus v'Shofers by Ma'ariv and Shacharis and Musaf and Mincha. They always said it on all the tefillos on Rosh Hashanah. Baal HaMor writes like that. Bakasha? Yeah, sure. So the Baal HaMor has like that, that you have to daven Malchus on the Shacharis by Ma'ariv, by Shacharis, by Musaf, by Mincha, every tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. We assume that it's only when you plan to blow Shofar. Then you have Malchus Chan Shofar. So the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that originally the practice used to be that Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs, they used to blow Shofar in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz of Shacharis. So they said Malchus Chan Shofar by Shacharis. And then B'Shaz Gzeres Malchus Shaninu, there was Gzeres HaMalchus, that they thought the Jews are rebelling against the Goyish government, so they moved the Tkiyah Shofar to Musaf. So once they moved the Tkiyahs to the Chazaras HaShatz and Musaf, then they had to move Malchus Chan Shofar also to Musaf. But originally it used to be in Shacharis. Baal HaMor writes that when he was growing up, the people didn't have Machzorim, and they had it daven by heart. A Nusach HaTfilah is considered part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the Gemara in Kol Kisvei, Masechta Shabbos Per Kol Kisvei. So the Gemara says, you know, it wasn't permissible to write down Mishnayos, and it wasn't permissible to write down the text of the Tfilah. So then in the days of, many assume, most Achrayim assume, most history books assume, that even though Rabbi Yudan Nasi edited the Mishnayos, but they still recited Mishnayos Baal Peh. They didn't write down Mishnayos till the days of Ravina Rabashi. Rabbi Abashi edited the Talmud Bavli, but they didn't write it down. It wasn't written down until centuries later, days of the Gaonim. And that's why you have different versions. What did Rabashi say? What did Ravina say? It was written down by Rabbi Abashi. How do you have different versions? Obviously, it was written down centuries later. In the days of the Gaonim, they wrote it down. And then the days of the Gaonim, when they wrote down the Gemara, they still didn't write down the Siddur. So the Siddur was Siddur Avraham Gaon, that was later. They finally wrote down the Siddur, but they didn't write down the Machzor yet. So the Baal HaMor says, when he was growing up, when he was a child, the people didn't know how to say Malchus Chan Shofar. That was the job of the Baal Tefillah. He had to memorize, had to figure out how to say the 10 Pesukim for Malchus, and the 10 Pesukim for Zechronis, and the 10 Pesukim for Shofar, and the Nusach HaBrochus. So what did the people say, Tefillah B'Lachash? So he said they only said 7 Brochus. They said the Gimel Hashanah is Gimel Achronis, and the Broch HaEmtzois. So for Shacharis, they said, Atavachatan kolam titlan as yamazikor benazet. They improvised. Then for Musa, it says, Mipnei chateinu galina miyatzeinu. That was the brachem. So they didn't say, Machas chan shofar at all. And everybody said, they said it, an amidah that consisted of 7 brachas. Let's say, you can't say an amidah that only has 6 brachas. Let's say you don't, your siddur is missing the middle page. You just have Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achronis. That's a bracha levatola. The brachas hamakvazuzah. So you can't say the 6 brachas that you know. But the Baal HaMor holds, he said that was the practice. All the Balabatim, when he was growing up, would say Ma'ariv and Shacharis and Musaf and Mincha, they said on Rosh Hashanah, 7 brachas, Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achronis. In the middle of bracha. The middle of bracha. Atavachatona. And Musaf, they said, Mimtein Chatoenu. And they said about Karbonis. Only the Chazan, the Chazaras HaShat, said Amidah with the 9 brachas. But the Tzibur didn't know. Then he says, when he got older, then the Goyim already permitted the writing down of the Machzor. The Baal HaMor and Rosh Hashanah writes like that. So then everybody was able to say the Tefillah B'Lachash of Musaf with all the 9 brachas. But the Baal HaMor holds that the simple reading in the Gemara, and the Rashi and Avodah Zohar like that. Simple reading in the Gemara is that on Rosh Hashanah he's saying 9 brachas, not only for Musaf. He's saying for Ma'ariv and for Shacharis and for Musaf and for Mincha. Because the Gemara doesn't say anything about Musaf. The Gemara just says the 9 brachas of Rosh Hashanah. This insistence that you only say Anatayna Sibur, so in the Chazaras HaShatz, the Chazam would add another 6 brachas, instead of 18, it would be 24. So the Gemara has a marker for the 24, a brach, a tefillah with 24 units. Fine. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the whole thing. Rabbi Akiva holds that Amatzoi Shabbos, he say Bracha Revius Bifnei Atzma. He say Havdalah as a Bracha Revius, and then say Atochan Eladam Das. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. We say Atochan Anton in the middle of Atochanin, because we say you have to have a Mokker in Tanakh for 18 or 19 units of a Tefillah. There is no Mokker to have. At the time that it was assumed that it's only 18 brachas, there was no mocker for 19. They didn't hold for that mocker. Kale. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara said. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. There's a machlokes b'sham and misilah. What do you do when Yontav Chali is b'shabbos? Do you say two brachas hamtzoyas of b'sham? I hold that you say a bracha for Kaddish HaShabbos. Then say another bracha hamtzoyas, Kaddish Yisrael v'hazmanim. And we pass like Rabbi, we pass like b'silah that you combine the two together. The Pashto says you combine the two together because there's no mocker to have a tefillah with eight brachas. You have to have the mocker is seven brachas. Seven, nine, 18, 19, 24. There's no mocker to have eight. That's a machlokes later. I think on Mem Tes. The Gemara asks, how do you combine two different things? Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Isn't it a violation of Ein Chesmen Bishnayim? How do you combine two different brachas? The Gemara says that's the one exception to the rule. Where is it? Mem Tes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says Ein Chesmen Mitzvus Chavilus Chavilus, and the Gemara says that's the exception to the rule. Usually Ein Chesmen Bishnayim, that's an exception. So that's a machla. If you look in the Rif, on the side of the Rif, on Mem Tesam and Aleph, there's a machla. Why do we allow that? So some say that basically the two blend in to be one Kedusha Sayyam. Yantav Shechaliyas B'Shabbos is a new Kedusha Sayyam. There's Shabbos and there's Yantav, and the Yantav Shechaliyas B'Shabbos is a new thing. So it's Mamish one. And the other Rishonim hold no, that it really is a shtickle violation of Ein Chos Mem Mishnayim, but you have no choice. Because it's no mocker in Tanakh that you have a right to offer a tefillah with eight units. So you have to kvetch two in together. So under the circumstances, these two are the best to join together. But they really are two different things. Kedushas HaShabbos, Kedushas Yantav are really separate. So that's a machlek Zarishayim. How do you understand that Gemara? Well, Yantav Chali is B'Shabbos, and we pass like this Hillel, that you combine it. Should it really have been like Beisham? Should it really have been two brachas, but we don't allow two, because no mocker for eight units? Well, no, it's really one big Dusha Sayyam, Shabbos and Yantav together. So that's all, this whole issue is all based on this Gemara, on Chof Tes Amin Aleph, Chof Ches Amin Beis, Chof Tes Amin Aleph. Can I get me? You have to have Anshei Knesset HaGadol Bahem Kama Neviim. They looked into Tanakh and they found sources in Tanakh how many units you have to have in the tefillah. You can't just compose a tefillah with as many units as you choose. It has to have a source in Tanakh. Yeah, Beis Shammai allow you to have eight brachas like Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass like that. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva either. He holds that you say Havdolah, Matzoi Shabbos, a bracha revius bifnei atzmo. So the Gemara says, all year long we don't paskan like Rabbi Akiva. So we're not going to paskan like him by the Havinenu issue either. Okay, we better stop here. Okay, maybe tomorrow Belinetta. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Maybe Belinetta will continue. Okay.